ABC Radio Australia.
Turning to sports now, another battle royal can be anticipated in Singatoka tomorrow when host nation Fiji lock horns once again with Samoa to decide who will be Oceania Women's Rugby Champions for 2025. 2 years ago, Manusina got the job done by a single point, but last year it was Fiji who came out on top, beating the arch rivals 27-13. The two sides have warmed up for what essentially is a grand final by scoring big wins over Tonga, but tomorrow is expected to be a much closer and hard-fought encounter. Fresh from running in three trials against the Tongans, Davina Lasini will line up again on the wing again with former Manusina, and says it's hard to separate her team from the Fijians.
I think we're pretty close. Like knowing with Fiji, they have their Super W team, and with us, we just come together like a few weeks before the games. But I think Monsignor's doing pretty well in terms of coming together and playing well together as well. And this year, yeah, we've got a stronger team, so it would be a good competition for this game coming up.
I noticed after the victory over Tonga, your captain speaking after the game, she talked about basically never the same team turns up twice for a whole variety of reasons.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It must make life quite difficult, I would have thought, in terms of understanding one another and working together as a team.
I think off the field, we're pretty close, and we do include everyone. So it can be difficult at times, but we do try to get on the same page and be good for game day.
Much is made, of course, of the opportunities that the Fijian team get that Manusina don't. You've mentioned Super W, which is an obvious one. Most, if not all, of their players play in Super W. So they get that regular competition. And yet, Manusina, I mean, there are huge gaps between international matches for Samoa. It must be very frustrating for you.
Yeah, it's okay. Like some girls do Super W, some play club. So I think it's just getting as much game time as we can leading up to when we do come together as one.
And you've got the World Cup, of course, coming up later this year, which is an enormous achievement to be there in the first place. But I mean, that must be a huge motivating factor for you and everybody in the Manusina team. You must be so looking forward to that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it is a big step for us. We are willing to put our best foot forward and just put Samoa out there, represent our country. So yeah, it will be exciting for us. We are definitely the underdogs, but I think we'll come out firing.
And you also play sevens for Samoa?
Yes, I do. It was my debut earlier this year in February. That was all new to me as well. But yeah, very exciting.
So what are your future plans then? I mean, are you happy to keep switching between sevens and 15s, or do you think in the end you'll have to choose one over the other?
If I could do both, I would. But I think just depending on what comes up and what's available then. 15s is fun, so I'll probably stick with 15s, yeah, if something comes up.
And how much of an inspiration for you and the rest of the team is your captain, Sui? I mean, she seems to have been around forever, and speaking to her in the recent past, I don't think she's going anywhere soon. So she's such a big figure in your team, isn't she?
She is. Yeah, everyone loves her. She gets along with everyone, and she's just so experienced in what she does. Yeah, she's a really good captain to have, and she knows her game. We all look up to her.
Just looking forward to this big clash against Fijiana coming up at the weekend. The fact that it's on Fijian soil, how does that impact on Manusina's preparations?
I think we have a good solid team and the support from back home, from our families. We did have a few family members come over and visit as well, which was good. Our goal is to beat Fiji in Fiji.
Looking to the future, Fiji, as we said, have this advantage of being so involved in Super W. They've won Super W. Pinion and Pacifica have had a couple of goes now playing warm-up games for that tournament. How close do you think that team is to being admitted into Super W? Would you be part of that if it was?
Oh, 100%. Benina is a good team to go through to end up in Manusina. I would have been in Benina, but I chose to play for the sevens. But yeah, it would be great to have Benina in Super W. It would be good to grow the game and for the Pacific Islander girls to get involved as well.
So all in all, it'd be great to win on Saturday, but regardless of the result, there is a lot to look forward to, isn't there, for women's rugby in Samoa? It really seems to be gathering pace.
Yes, yep, definitely has picked up and the game is growing. And visiting schools as well, it's good to get recognition and just be good role models for the young ones.